We'll talk about it during our
break. Fine, we'll talk about
it. That is your Tea Report. We got more show coming up.
Okay, well, next up, how to trick yourself into thinking working from home is fun again. We're here for you. That's next.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, Channel Q.
So now because of COVID, a lot of us need to work from home again. So how do you make it fun? Is it possible? Are we ready for a new way to work from home?
Never!
Well, it seemed very like, yes. Never!
Never!
And you're not really, well, you work from home on some of your other projects, but we're here in the studio.
Yeah, for the most part, but working from home was honestly one of the worst experiences of my entire life.
Like,
because I was living in a, to give a little feedback, I was living in a two-bedroom apartment, but my room was my office. My office was my room. I mean, it felt very claustrophobic. I feel like now that I live by myself, I've been able to, you know, create my room and my living room to in my office to be kind of like different, you know, like my desk is in my living room.
So wouldn't that be better now if you would start
maybe,
working
but then also I live by myself. And like, who knows if I would get lonely and go stir crazy. All I have is me and my dog, and half the time she hates me.
I wonder why.
Well, there's a therapist to talk about it.
Dr. Josh Clavo is back with us, clinical psychologist. Follow him what's your new Instagram? Do you have a new Instagram? At Mental Drive?
Ooh. Yeah, at Mental Drive. Check it out.
Okay.
It's a new project I'm associated with. Yes, at Mental Drive. I don't know if we can help Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, no one ever can. Because that's exactly what my therapist said as well.
Take accountability.
No, but you know, Ryan's description, I was thinking about this before it came on. Ryan's description really nails it. I mean, there are people pretty much that fall into two camps, and it's either this has been awesome, I love working at home, and, you know, there's lots of reasons why, or I can't stand it. And the people in the middle, there's far fewer. People really are falling one in two camps, and I think the challenge, obviously, is if you're one of those people who doesn't like working at home, but you are in that position where you're working at home again or still, you really do have to be active to optimize it for your mental health and well-being, because otherwise it will take you down very quickly.
Yeah, so how do you make it fun? Is that even possible? I mean, I personally feel like the struggle is in making something that it's not, right?
Yeah,
or like right. In the end, it is just about accepting, like, maybe this situation isn't good, but then how do you just shift your mental state? Is that possible, you know?
Well, yeah, and I think, so words matter, semantics matter. You may not be able to make it fun. And I think that's part of the problem that people run into is, okay, this is not fun. Well, no, it's not. But can we make it better? Mm. Can we make it more meaningful? Can we make it less bad? And that's important because if you think about it, in Ryan's beginning description was really good. I had one room and my room was my bedroom and my office and that's all I had and it felt claustrophobic. Well, that's terrible. I mean, we don't want to be in that situation. So what would we do in that situation? Not going to make it fun, but you can work some things into a situation like that, like making sure that you're stepping outside every hour, taking breaks where you're getting out of that claustrophobic setting, making sure that you're shutting it down earlier so that there's a mental transition from the workplace to the bedroom when it's all the same, you know, so doing things like that.
Yeah.
And then I think the other thing is what's hard, particularly for folks who are parents, and they're trying to navigate the, you know, on again, off again, in school, out of school, is how do I create space for myself, physical space, and then psychological or social space? That is really important. And that comes down to setting some house rules for yourself and for the family. So things like, this is where I work, and if you interrupt me here, if you're the child, you're in trouble. I'm taking my lunch break now, and I'm going to go sit outside, or I'm going to sit in the other room. Things that we would take for granted, you know, that we wouldn't even think twice, or we don't think we need to do that, we have to implement that so that it becomes a part of the environment that we have at home.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I speak for the people who are like their anxiety, even when it comes to like trying to figure out, well, how can I make this a more enjoyable space, or what can I implement in my life to figure out, to give myself a little breathing room? You know, I feel like I speak for the people who go crazy over just that thought process, being like, well, what if that works for me? What if that doesn't work for me? How am I supposed to nail down on the one thing that is supposed to make this okay? And it just kind of goes into the snowball effect, right?
It's the what if, right? You just did it. Well, what if, what if, what if? And they never answer that question.
Yeah.
Right? So we call it tiny experiments. And again, we're talking about things, I know it almost sounds ridiculous, but we're literally talking about things like making sure or testing out giving yourself a 20-minute break at 10 a.m. if that doesn't make you feel better. Now, look, it may make you feel great. It may not do a thing. But not testing it out then perpetuates this, well, what if it's not going to work? What if it's not going to work?
Yeah.
And so we do need to go down to the basics. We also need to remind ourselves of some of the things that are better about working at home for some people, like, hey, I want to take my shoes off. I can. Not that that's the most wonderful thing in the world, but that's maybe something I couldn't do at the workplace.
Yeah. For me, it's the driving. Like, the driving really cuts into my life.
Yeah.
It's like the 30 minutes back and forth. That's an hour, right, of my time. And I think, oh, I'd rather maybe go on a jog.
Yeah.
I'd rather meditate. Like, working from home actually helped me, I feel, oddly enough, but that's also because I don't have kids.
Yeah.
I live sometimes a more balanced life, but also sometimes, like, I wouldn't leave or do anything else other than work. So there's both sides to
it. The thing that we're talking about here is those, like, how does it make our life better or worse? But I feel like we also don't even talk about the sense of, like, working from home reminds you of the state of the world that we're in.
Yes, it does. It does. But you know, this is one of those times where you need to reality check it. And what I mean by that is working at work also reminds you of the state of the world that we're in.
Sure.
Because people are not there. People are distanced. People are wearing masks. Here's what I recommend to people. If you're really torn and you're kind of burnt out on, I got to work from home. It doesn't sound fun anymore. It's the classic psychologist thing. I want you to make a list. I want you to force yourself to write down what are some of the advantages of working at home,
yeah,
right? And even if you say there's none, make some stuff up. Write that down. And then the other is write down the disadvantages of working at home, okay? And then on the third column, write down, what can I do to make this better?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's two or three things. Because again, as simple as that sounds, what you're forcing yourself to do is to recreate your environment and restructure your thinking process so that you don't spiral in, this is terrible, this sucks, I hate this, this is terrible, etc.
That's great advice. Thank you so much.
It is.
Really, it is about a shift in mindset. That was Dr. Josh Klebo. Find him at Mental Drive on Instagram.
Slam dunk. What a way to kick off the year, Dr. Josh.